Fox. I'm glad to get back home. I've been down to Washington. Well, sir, the first fella that I met there at the Capitol was all dressed up in brass buttons. He asked me who I wanted to see, and I said, the president. I want to patent my rat trap. Well, says he, you want to see the vice president. I says, no, sirree, Bob. No, I don't want to see no such person. I am a respectable citizen, I be. He asked me if I had any courage, and I spoke up and says, no, you darn clown. I'm a businessman, not a gambler. Well, sir, finally he showed me into a fella. I wanted to be as friendly as possible, so I walked in and says, good morning, Vicey. He nodded and asked me who I wanted. And I says, well, I've got the best rat trap in the world, and I want it patented. He says, fire away and explain it. Well, sir, says I, you get a birdcage and a tallow candle and a piece of cheese, and on a very dark night you go where you think the rat loafs around, and you put the birdcage near. You light the candle and put it in the cage. Then you put the cheese near the candle. Then you hide yourself. Well, in a few minutes, the rat smells the cheese, and he goes in into the cage after the cheese. Then you slip up behind him and blow out the candle. Well, it's dark, and the rat can't find the door out. So you shut the door quick. Then you take the cage and hang it up, and the other rat comes in and sees the rat in there and makes fun of him, and he dies of humiliation. So Vicey wrote me out the patent. Now I got my rat trap patented, and I'll soon be a millionaire. My wife and daughter and sister Sue, ain't no telling what we will do. Since I got my rat trap patented, I'm happy, I declare. I'm going to count time and again, and I won't go to bed till the clock strikes ten. Since I got my rat trap patented, I'll soon be a millionaire.